Heidi and Frank show. A little Stray Cats there just for you, Betty White. Look at that. Yeah, Betty White is with us. She's been joined by Madeline Bernstein from the SPCALA, talking about our big pet adoption event that we have tomorrow going on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you guys for so much for coming
in. Thank you.
And doing what you do.
Thank you.
Known for your tireless efforts with animals. Where did that whole, love or just come from?
Well, Madeline, where did it with you?
Yeah, you guys.
Well, yeah, we're Siamese twins. I think as a kid, dogs always followed me home, and my dad got me a puppy.
We don't need another animal.
But yeah. I'll take care of it. I'll feed it. I'll do everything.
Right. Yeah. I even had a pet slug. You know, when I was a kid, I found a slug that looked disoriented, and I made my parents build a terrarium. So
I'm as bad as you are.
I know. A slug, right?
Mine Standard. Started in the womb. I literally, because my mother and dad were just as animal nutty as I am. And they taught me that the joy and the communication that you not only have your animals and you look at your animals and you watch your animals and you talk to your animals, but you listen and you read them and you get the messages back.
It's so funny. I have a dog. He's 15. He's completely deaf. You realize how much you do for your animals, you almost do for yourself, because he's deaf. He cannot hear anything. Yet I still, hi, Joe, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
He can lip read.
But it makes
he reads the body language.
Yeah, he knows. But I obviously I do that more for me just because it makes me feel good to talk to him.
But when you do that with those bare shoulders, he reads it and he knows.
Okay, now we have some information.
I did see you on the news, I think it might have been last night, and you had a boa constrictor around your neck, and you were just kissing on it and loving on it. So it's not just the four-legged furry friends like we'll be adopting out tomorrow. Your animal love just crosses all the kingdoms.
The only ones I have a little trouble with are the ones with only two legs. The rest I do fine.
What was your first pet growing up when you were little?
When I was little, when I came home from the hospital, they brought me home from the hospital and we had an orange tabby.
Oh, yeah, I have an orange tabby.
His name was Toby, and he would sit on the edge of my crib, just sit there on the edge. And my mother told me all growing up that if Toby hadn't approved, I would have gone straight back to the hospital.
Toby doesn't like her. Take her back.
Toby doesn't like her.
Go back and get one that he likes.
Oh, this baby's warm. I think I'll just sleep on time.
Toby wouldn't do that.
But, tomorrow this event is being sponsored by the Southern California Honda Dealers, Bristol Farms, and family-owned Centinella Feed and Pet Supply. They have, 13 convenient Southern California locations?
Them. Yeah, it's where I shop. Right. You can also save 20% on treats at centinellafeed.com. And the really cool thing about Centinella Feed is they're going to donate 20% to LA shelters. So, I do volunteer at a shelter, part of the Lang Foundation, St. Bonnie's, and anywhere. I mean, wherever you can go and volunteer, they always need stuff. It's whether it's just even if you can only donate a little bit of money, they need towels and food and any kind of help, because you go and you realize how much they don't have.
You always need stuff.
Right. No matter how nice the facility, you still need stuff.
Right. We also have the Coffee Bean coming out and VCA Animal Hospital, Sweet Scoop, Lazy Acres, Got Pee, all sorts of booths to make it fun.
The really
festive.
Cool thing too, the doggy valet.
We have the doggy valet.
This is the greatest. So you go, I want to bring my dog, so maybe my dog can meet the future, family member. Right. What do I do with my dog while I'm looking? You have a doggy valet.
We have a doggy valet because, if you do have a dog at home, we really want you to bring them in so we can introduce them on neutral territory.
Right.
But you need to be able to look around without, getting yanked around.
That's so great.
By your dog. So we have a valet service. The whole thing, I'd like to empty out the shelter.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. I want everybody to come and just let's empty out the shelter and give all these dogs and cats homes.
So the adoption includes the initial vaccinations, spaying or neutering,
correct.
Free veterinary examination, microchip, goodie bag. Now, I did offer, I said, hey, for the first 5 pets that are adopted, I will spay and neuter it myself.
Frank.
You've got big scissors, right?
The people also.
I'm thinking no.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's not a good
idea. I don't want to have to read you your rights
I will assist. I will pass out, you know, whatever.
But what people also don't realize is the animals that they rescue, the gratitude that sets in. And they all of a sudden are giving back so much, but they realize that this is different from what they've
been
up against.
Absolutely know. I have rescued animals. They know that I think when they've had the bad life and then all of a sudden they have the good. My latest rescue, Elvie, puppy mill mama, Yorkshire Terrier, was neglected 5 years of her life in a crate, and I will hand feed her chicken, and she looks at me like, for me, the whole thing, I get it. She just knows.
And we warn people, too, that their personality changes. Like, I always tell people, remember, the real dog doesn't show up at your house until 4 weeks after you've had the dog.
Good point.
Right, because they get, you know, they're getting secure.
It's like if we were in a new place, you're like, right.
Yeah, same way with dating.
And they feel safe, same way with dating.
Really, I mean, the guy after a month's probably...
You see the real
person. Real guy shows up.
Yeah, the dog doesn't leave his toothbrush in your bathroom until a couple of weeks at least. I know how it is. We also have some adoption specials, too. We have a Heidi and Frank special, adopt two cats or kittens for $105.
Look at that.
Which is like two.
To name them Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, you have to name them. Is that in the sign? We'll make people sign that.
The fine print, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's no problem. We'll add that.
And there's going to be veterinarians there, too,
yes, there's
tomorrow.
Ask the Vet, Ask the Trainer. There's just all sorts of things going on. I mean, you know, primarily people need to come and realize it's not like a food fair with, you know, a Ferris wheel and rides. It's an adoption festival, but there are all sorts of animal-related booths and people you can ask questions to, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, my favorite thing, we've been doing this for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is towards the end of the day, you don't hear barking.
Aww, I know.
I
know. And
you did your job.
Yeah. And
it's
I love
but
that.
All the cats are still there.
Yeah. The cats.
Yeah. What do you say to people? Kidding. What do you say to people? Because at the St. Bonnie's where I volunteer, and I'll say, somebody will fall in love with a cat, and they'll say, oh, I love him so much. I love him. I love him. And they'll even come back and see him again. And I say, well, come on, take him home. Well, my cat won't accept him.
Right.
And it's frustrating because I'm like, animals are pack animals. They will.
But maybe they won't.
There's a way to introduce them, and our trainers are there to help you, and we have literature on that. So you can do that. And in fact, in this economy, where more people are turning in their animals because of economic reasons, foreclosures, you know, losing their employment, we really need people to open up their homes. If you already have a dog or a cat and it's legal in your community, whatever number you can have, try to give these animals
what
homes.
What is the legal number?
It changes as you cross the streets.
We're
not going to ask you how many dogs you have. We already know.
Right? I think I'm breaking the law, too.
I don't care. I'm breaking
four
it.
Dogs.
It's usually 3 and 3, Oops. You know. Rabbits in Long Beach count as, you know,
do
one
birds
of the
count?
Three. Birds are exotics, and so it really depends on the jurisdiction.
You have exotics,
too. You know.
He has a household.
I have two birds. Yeah. I have a hamster. I have four dogs.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any of them. They just kind of came to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm with a woman. Well, like you, Betty, she's hilarious, and she's a huge animal lover, and so she always brings, and I'm like, no, because we have, I'm like, I think we need to take care of, like, the one or two or the three that we have, but they keep coming.
But
she brings them home, and then they're all on me. That's like, they love me, and I was the guy who was like, hey,
welcome to my world, I know.
But also, those animals that you do bring home, that you do rescue, give them a break when you get home, too. Keep things as calm, and keep your voice is low. It's when you talk like this that the animals get all excited.
Right.
So if you just keep the easy does it, sweetie. And pretty soon they get a confidence and you'll feel them relax.
Right. And then it becomes reciprocal. As you all set in, you know, they calm you down as much as you calm them
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. I can't imagine my house without animals.
No, it doesn't feel right.
No. Even if they've gone for the day or something and the cats are sleeping and I come in and there's no little.
Yeah.
Betty, do you remember of the animals you've had over your life? Is there the one animal that stands out as like the one that was like, oh, that was that
your
was
once
the,
in a lifetime?
That was the once in a lifetime. Wait, all pets are great, but there's that one pet that stands out.
My bandit. my Bandit. He stole my heart. Yeah. That's why he got his name Bandit. He was a Pekingese. He was what I called a standard Pekingese. He was the biggest peak that ever, Pekingese that lived. But he was not a good peak, but he was a great dog.
Yeah. And he would have never been a show dog, but he was a good dog.
Yeah, but he didn't have all the long hair. Oh. His coat wasn't great. His heart was as big as the world.
Did you get him when he was a baby?
Yes. Okay. He was a wedding present. The dog worked beautifully. The marriage didn't, but the dog worked so beautifully. But then I also had a St. Bernard and a poodle at the same time. But Bandy was always at my side, in my heart, on my chest, wherever. And there's always one. Yeah. I still have a picture of him. As you walk out my bedroom door, there's a big picture of Bandy, and I never go past him without touching him. I know it sounds silly and childish at 91, but he was special.
I do this. I have my dog Montana. I have his name tattooed on my ankle. He was that once in the dog that's just. I mean, I have a lot of animals now, but he is that guy taught you about responsibility.
Right, and
love. And
what team did he play for?
Yes.
maybe she named him after Joe Montana. Who knows?
thanks so much for coming in. Anytime you want to come in. And I mean,
yeah, whatever you guys
my daughter wanted
us.
Me to say, I mean, like, as far as, like, you know, you, Betty, in your long career in television, and my daughter was like, be sure and tell her that I'm a huge fan of Off Their Rockers, and she's 15 years old. So as far as, like, you know, you gaining an audience and then in the age range of people knowing you, like,
yeah.
I loved you as a kid. When my daughter said that last night, I'm like, guess who's coming in? Betty White. She was like, she's like,
love,
be sure
show.
And tell her I love
Off
Their Rockers.
Please give her my love.
I will definitely.
And please come to the pet adoption.
I'll bring her with me.
It is so, please do, because it's a wonderful experience, and you're doing a lot of good.
Add a new member of the family. It always feels good to know that you've just saved a dog's life. So
yeah, thank you, Betty White, and thank you, Madeline Bernstein, for doing all you do. She's president of the SPCA LA, and this event is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to be out there as well,
yeah.
So be sure and come out and make a furry friend happy. And really, it's going to make you happy too.
Pitchford Companion.
I don't know who's going to make you more happy when you adopt a pet.
Pitchford Companion Animal Village in Long Beach. Hundreds of animals that need homes. So come out and hang out with us. And it's a great day. Drink some Coffee Bean coffee. Hang out.
Right. We'll see you all tomorrow. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.